this word that we have today. This word that we have is so powerful. It says, how shall we if we neglect it? When I kind of introduced this message a couple Friday nights, or a couple services ago, it was a Friday night service, it was just a small introduction. I started off by saying I apologize to everyone that's here and not here anymore, and those people who are coming, because I want you guys to embody what I'm saying, hopefully, because I can't get to everything all the time. One of the very important things in this Bible is that you will drift. I didn't put enough emphasis on me. I wish I put more time into telling folks about this problem of drifting. So last week it was take heed, right? Earnestly take heed. It's a big deal because there's so many things going on in the world that draw your attention away. There's so many things going on that will cause you to become cold. There's so many things that will cause you to say, oh, what the heck? There's so many things that will cause you to say, that's not my problem. There's so many things that will cause you to say, well, I don't feel that way, and I'm not going to do that. So you're just trying to turn your back on a situation where God would want you to be involved. And what God wants you to be involved with is causing people to see His Son in you. So if we withdraw, if we start to drift, if we get off course, then of course people cannot see God in us. Depending on how far you drift, you may not want anybody to see you. Come on, somebody. Like that. How shall we escape if you neglect? I like this text because over in verse 5, I like this text because, you know, in Psalm 34, it says that God created Christ a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor and then gave him to have dominion over the works of his hand and put all things under his feet, which means that if you're in Christ, you have all things under your feet. He says, and that Psalm 34 reveals that we were made a little lower than the angels, but there's a world coming. There's a time coming. I'm trying to get you encouraged, one of us, our preachers. There's a time coming. There's a day coming when you will be in charge of the angels. Yeah. The angels will only be under you and your brothers and your sisters in Christ Jesus. Because there's a world coming, there's a new heaven, and there's a new earth coming. Yeah. There's a new creation coming that'll drop down out of the sky. And God's gonna wrap His arms around this world. Because this world is fading away. This world is passing away. This is not your home. Don't get attached to it. Don't love this world.
Alright.
All you gotta do is stay up for 5 minutes and listen to me. Stay up for 5 minutes and turn it on. It's time to get you to love this world.
Yeah.
And the things of it. And the things in it. I know they won't listen to me. I know there won't be no cameras over here. You ain't got preachers falling for this stuff, man.
Why?
This rock got a time stamp on it and it's going to expire.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to start a conversation with some folks, go there.
Right.
You ain't have to know a whole lot of church. I'll give them to you. You take them there, you take them there, and then you tell them, do you know Jesus? You need to know Jesus. When you talk about the gospel, you give them up and dust your feet off. Get the word. Or let you start drifting. You walking around, hey, well, you know, you're going to be all in or all out. They just be half in, half out. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. You shouldn't stand. You shouldn't stand. You shouldn't stand it anymore. You're not the same. You've been bought with a price. So your life is now not your own. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We have to go out and tell people that there'll be folks in our house when we praise the Lord, that people will see that we are on our way to glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, what happens when you drift or you miss some of this blessing that the Lord has? Just real quick, verse 5 says, for unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world's what?
Come.
It's not going to be, see, in the Old Testament, you know, when the angels showed up, there was going to be some trouble, or there was going to be an announcement of some trouble. Mm-hmm. The Lord was going to make some good news was coming from the Lord. But he would do it, he would minister it, he would take it, the angels would carry it, but the world would come, guess who's going to show up?
Yeah.
Saints of God.
Right.
And the angels are going to be a backup. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Did you know that?
Amen.
Did you know that?
Amen.
You see that? They're not going to be the subject of the new world. And you and I believe are going to be the subject of the new world.
Oh,
it's objection to it. Just wanted to get you encouraged. You have something to work for. You have a reason to be happy. You have a reason to hold on to your hope. You have a reason to make sure you're at the shore. You have a reason to not grip. You have a reason to stay focused. Amen.
Amen.
And so last week we talked about losing that focus, and we talked about losing the loss of priority, then the loss of passion, and we talked about the loss of discipline, and we talked about the loss of commitment. And I want you to say amen.
Amen.
The loss of emotion.
Amen.
We talked about that. But the Lord, as I was, drifting around on the water this year, so, you know, you just kind of brought it up in general to them in a way that they may not have been able to digest it all. And I remembered when I told the first meeting that I was kind of down on myself because I seen people come and go now. And I know what happens. One will come. Two will come. One will leave. Another one will leave. Two will come. Two will leave. You start drifting. It's important. It happens. The devil, he just gets in there. He slides it. Flippers, you used to say the devil made him do it. Devil didn't make him do anything. He's talking about anybody not even know what flippers is. Move him up. Well, what the devil does is put it out there because he knows your tendencies. And when you start defeating the devil is when you start overcoming your carnal tendencies. Then you say, oh, I got up to any. And then you say, well, I'm going to walk with Jesus.
Amen.
How shall we escape this great salvation that we had? You know, drifting is like a lazy guy. You're not growing fast. Thank you, brother. I came in last time, he was like this. He's like, I'm growing. Go, brother, go, bro.
Amen.
You got to. Because drifting is that long, lazy guy. It feels good.
good. You're not doing nothing that nobody else. And you might not be doing the bad thing, really.
Yeah.
But you got to be focused. You got to be committed. You can't lose sight. You got to have emotion about what you're doing. You can't lose all those things because drifting is a low, slow, lazy glide into trouble if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's slow. So very slow. It almost puts you into a sedated state, a comatose state if you don't be careful. A vegetated state. It knocks you out. You sit up there, go just down. Same thing happens with your, the writer is saying the same thing will happen with your drifting in life. Next thing you know, you're bad at that.
Oh my.
And
Amen.
Lord, that's right.
Yes.
All these things tied to Jesus. He just burst out and says, I don't ever want to be like that. If y'all get like that, just unplug me and let me die. So she goes over to the television plug and pulls the plug out. Said, you're dead. And all he was doing was sitting there in a vegetable state watching that thing on and on and on. He was just drifting. Some of us need to pull the plug out of some of the things that we're thinking and doing so that God can keep us and focus. Amen. So common signs of when we are drifting, it says here we ought to give heed to it, right? It says that this word was spoken by the angels and it was steadfast. And it says every transgression back there in the Old Testament when we went under grace and disobedience, you're going to get something from God. And guess what? God is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He might be merciful. He might be patient and kind with you. He might forgive you. But for everything good and deep, bad deed done in the Bible says, somebody say the Bible says. You will give an account. Seventh-day drifting when God says, but it's precious by you. Just see if you can do it. Possible escape. When you have a diminishing capacity to study God's word, you are, somebody say
it.
When you don't have time to study God's word, somebody say it. You are. When one loses their desire to study God's word or never had it, you are. Prayer is a wonderful thing. It's an avenue to communicate with God. And Jesus, who loves his Father, often prayed. Didn't he pray? He went to the garden and prayed every time he turned around. He was praying. You can see some wonderful prayers in Mark 1 and 35 and 6:46. Jesus prayed. We ought to
pray.
Our Lord expressed. Matter of fact, I gotta show you this one because we got time.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the bottom.
Mark.
Chris said, no, they need to see.
Mark.
Matthew, Mark. Luke. What's one after that, guys?
John.
Praise God.
He didn't just go to Mark.
Mark 1.
Mark chapter 1.
Y'all say amen.
Amen.
And it says, 35, I'm sorry. I want to make sure we're going to do this, what we're working on today. understanding, because the signs are not of drifting, amen, that you need to hold fast to. And it's kind of just like, you know, like when you have a stroke, they say, oh, what is that thing? And your face starts sagging, and your feet start flaring, and your arms start drooping, and then the next one is call 911. Well, this is kind of like that. God, when you got the warning signs, then you know that you should just tell yourself, I'm drifting. I need help. I need to get focused. I need to get back to church. I need to get back into a pattern. And I want to tell you something. It happens to the preacher all the way down to the person just coming. You have to stay. Did you notice in that text it did say, well, don't worry about the preachers, or don't worry about the teachers, or don't worry about the singers. It just said, take earnest
need.
I'm not here trying to act like I'm not susceptible to the drifting.
Amen.
Sometimes I don't want to go. Spirit is willing, but flesh is weak. Ain't that true, right?
Amen.
I can't turn to you on the hand the number of times I had been. I didn't come through that door. And sometimes I wasn't feeling my best. But when I stopped at the door, I said, okay, Lord, I'm turning it over to you.
Yeah.
That's why I say y'all right now. I'm not fresh. I'm going to shout your way out of this stuff. Yeah. 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 When God is, when he sees that, he'll start opening up doors that you don't even know you that are open.
Right.
You
want
to be open.
Amen.
Because you don't mind praising him.
All right.
Oh, Lord, that's my
word. Feel like praising. Yeah. God, praise him in the morning.
Yes.
If you don't want to praise him, don't look at me all crazy when I don't hinder me.
Right.
Sub my wife. I do. Who's your prayer? Yes. Yes, I'm down here. Wait a minute. Man, I got that thought to you. I'm praying. It's not her fault. Because I did it wrong. God has a way of straightening you up in the right. He said, what's your lip profile for? So good.
Will he live again?
He answers the rhetorical question by saying, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my chains come to daddy. I'm going to take a pill before my chains. I'm going to slit my wrist before my chains. I'm going to jump over the cliff before my chains. I'm going to look in it before the chains. I'm going to wait. I was reading, and you can write this down, because I want you to be able to talk to this culture, talk to our young people. They feed them so much garbage.
Yes,
they are.
You've got to know the place called roots.com. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. They think that it's cute now to talk about me and you. And you, Brother Castro, and you, Michael, Brother Steve, you know what they said? Straight black men are the new white men of America.
Oh my gosh.
We're holding them up now. Straight. Straight going to glory. On my way to see Jesus.
Yes.
Won't take nothing for my journey.
Oh.
Straight. I'm not LGBTQTLWXYZMOP. I'm straight for Jesus.
Yes.
Now we got a problem. Who do they think? I gotta hold myself back because I get angry. I got to take off again.
All right now, yeah, come on. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I am.
Yes.
I'm on my way to see the King.
All right.
And I know He created me for His glory.
Yes.
I might didn't always get it to him, but I'll tell you what, for the rest of my day.
Yes.
And we need to let these young people know that that's right, you can be straight.
Yes.
It's okay. As a matter of fact, it starts with.
Yes.
But it's one thing, it seemed one time it was someplace else, it was so distant, it couldn't possibly be in our culture.
Right.
With a straight face. I'm the problem. I'm holding them up. Leading my family. Going to church. Praying.
Yes.
Y'all better open up your mouth.
That's right. That's right.
These kids don't not know what to do at all. The pressure's on them so tight. The pressure's on them so hard. They're just going.
Drift.
Come on.
Drift.
You know what? See, you know what drifting is? Drifting is going with the flow of the river. There is nothing to impede you. Nobody's gonna say, hey! Nobody's going to say that's insensitive talk. That's not politically correct. That's not offensive talk. Going with the flow. I know y'all need to get a little bit of this.
You have been created for such a time.
Everybody will give an account of their time here on earth. And God wanted to want to know, did you tell them? Or did you just drift? Trying to sneak up into heaven, don't have no scars on you. Really? You better go get the scars. Let somebody put you on this been curse words on you? He cursed me out. Praise God! Call me a Jesus freak. Thank you! Well, just unfriend me. Okay! Okay. I don't know what that would mean. Going with the nobody talking about wanting to be liked by everybody. Love not this world or the things that are in this world. If you have a diminishing desire for the Lord, you got a problem, amen?
Amen.
Let's do this walk through the Bible. We're going to go over there, amen? Amen. Psalms 122. We're going to be all over the place. So y'all know it's here when you're young, you use your Bibles. You like that?
Yes.
Your Bible should have some creases in them, get some holes, get some wear and tear on them. Hopefully that's not the only time your finger get up in the paper. We're going to use them today. Amen. Amen. Psalms 122. Say amen.
Amen.
Look at this. If you have a diminishing desire, you can work on this. It says over here in 122:1. Y'all know the Psalms.
Psalms 122,
it says, listen to what it says. Notice it says, I'm going to tell Pastor to lift up his eyes. Is that what it says? It says, I. Somebody say, I.
I.
Say. Yeah. I. Say with me, I will. Let's review. I will what? Lift up my eyes unto the hills from which what? Cometh
what?
121. Thank you. I like that one too. 122.
We know that the first verse is coming.
I know. One says, I will.
I will. Look at my
eyes. Okay, so first thing that you got to do is you said, I will. Okay, now, no shit. Mm-hmm. If my honey do it, I do it. If the people at the schoolhouse do it, they are, I will. Tammy, if my classmates do it, I will. Brother Basketball, if they're at work. If they're at work, Brother Mike, if they do it, I'll do it.
Nope.
That's not what it says, right? It says, I will. First thing you have to do is get your I will together. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with anybody else's they will. Mm-hmm. Prayerfully, they will join you. Mm-hmm. That's why I like my prayer. When I get up folks, I kick it in the field, I say, here it comes. Because they're joining the eye.
Will.
Amen.
Amen.
I will lift up my eyes. So first thing, get your eyes will right. Then it says over here in 122:1. It says here.
I'm a slave.
Not that Brother Mike, but he had an excuse this morning, right? He kind of struggled with the pastor, but he said, I was glad. You were sick, I know you. You cursed me.
You cursed me hard yesterday. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. That's right.
You can't look at the man one time and say, Lord, I'm going to put my feet on the floor. Pastor, get on the floor, my feet on the floor. He's joining our will, gentlemen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But this song here goes a little bit further. It says, I was
glad
when they said unto me, let us go
to the house of the Lord.
I got to ask you, when you woke up this morning, were you glad about it? Were you look on somebody on the pattern of the hill? Were you giving Lord some praise? Were you glad about it? I know we were going, you ready to go to the beach. You be glad about it. I know when you get on that cruise, you were glad about it. But you're on your way to see Jesus. You ought to be glad about it.
Right.
Do you have the attitude of Psalms 122 on Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Are you glad when they said,
I got to go to church?
I should be the first one here at 10:50.
Jesus.
That's like, I said it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Watch it, preacher.
How can we teach you something? We are about to learn. You have a new family now. Did I tell you that?
That's
When you stop being concerned about that, you are
drifting.
Somebody say it. Say it again.
Drifting.
Dan Brown, let's say it loud. You are what?
Drifting.
Concerned. Concerned. Genuine concern. Not lip service concern.
I pray for you.
That's nice. But faith in our what?
Works.
Well, the concern was edifying one another. Let's get another point. Amen. We got time. 10 minutes.
Amen.
Hebrews 3. Bring that ball up. Bring that up, man. We are running around. I love this church thing. Look at 13. Yes, amen. 13.
Yes, amen.
And when somebody starts to drift, you ought to enter into their what?
Suffering.
Like Christ earlier in the class.
Suffering. He entered into his suffering.
Yes. Naturally, because of the world, because of the drifting motion, because of the things that happen in drifting, they might not want you to. That's but, somebody say but. You're stepping in and saying but.
But.
Now, we got some key words today.
Yes.
I will. And now, but, because somebody is drifting away, your family is in trouble, your people that love you, that you love are in trouble, and guess what? They don't want to hear from you, y'all. Get ready. They may be hiding. They may be just, I'm not feeling up to it right now. It may be a very, very long, lazy, subtle, leave me alone, I just, me and God. And God sent you and you said, but. Now let's read. I just wanted to make sure I framed it up for you. Sometimes we read past these things. But exhort one another. What?
Daily.
I call you next week.
Why it's cold today.
If I get a little time, I'll text. Daily. Especially when you see one. It might take 6-8 months. If somebody else, all of you just blew my phone up, and I want to tell you thank you. You kept me from going over. Might not return one of them. Exalt your friends, exalt your family. It says what? While it is called
today.
Because Lord willing, there'll be a tomorrow.
Lord, right.
Lest any of you should be what?
Hard.
Now you see, what you see is the drifting away of the one. But no, guess what happens here? Yeah, they already sitting there drifting. They're already getting stiffened up and hardened up and being coming and sedated.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Got news for you. So do you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It says, while your friend is being what? Hardened through the deceitfulness. While your loved one is being, it says, while you are being. And here you are, I'm great. And you're drifting. Matter of fact, he's not trying to be mocked. He's trying to warn you to take earnest
rain.
We're talking about somebody drifting away. No, you're drifting away. You see your loved one in trouble? You called me Sally yesterday, and now you won't worry me to death when you see to get ready to go over there. Barely! Yeah, they might say, leave me alone. so like they're getting ready to go over the cliff. God, pray for them. Talk to them. Let them know. Chase them. Tell them something. Exhort. Exhort. Somebody say exhort. Exhort.
Exhort.
Exhort is not a quiet thing. An exhort is not a timid thing. An exhort is not an imaginary thing. An exhort is not a, I was thinking of you thing. Exhort. Look it up. While it's yet. We got room for one more. Then we'll be done. With just this part. I'm sorry. I don't know what I thought I was going to do today.
You did good.
Ecclesiastes. I know where them pages are. Old Testament. After you, Proverbs. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to finish this one section. Chapter 4, verse 9. See, I understand this because I would match you to your face word for word and tell you I don't need to be around folks that my brother in. I don't need that kind of thing. To hear what God's trying to tell me physically. You're going to tell me how I made you. You're going to rearrange how I made you. Look at it. It says, two are better than what?
One.
Why? Because they have good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will what?
Lift up his fellow.
But woe to him that is what?
Alone.
When he falleth, for he is what?
Nothing to help him up.
Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm
alone?
And if one prevails against him, two shall withstand
him.
And you can add to your cord here, and it says, well, in threefold,
cord.
Does what?
Nice.
Listen, guys, men and ladies, this life is tough. I've learned it. We can't act like we're going to go through it by ourselves and mock God and have the power and have the strength and have the cohesiveness if we don't have the right kind of friends in our life. The world will be your friend as long as the bar is open. The flow is fine as long as you do it their way.
That's right.
But I'm talking about godly friends. I'm talking about the godly sort that will help you swim. Come on, I'm finishing. That will help you swim. Will help you roll your boat. Will help you get going. Because when you go, when you're drifting, you're going with the current.
Yes.
You're loving the world. You're drifting off into a danger zone. But when you get into your boat and you start going the right way with Jesus, you're in your boat and you're going upriver. You're going against the current. It's going to take some help. It's going to take somebody who loves you. It's going to take somebody who exhorts you. It's going to take one more person. It's going to take a couple brothers. It takes people praying for you. Talking with you. Encouraging you. Exhorting you. And if you're not doing these things, you're
drifting.
Give God a hand.
Yeah.